I'm going to get back to my reviews of children's books that your teenage daughter should be reading this year, according to the National Book Award for Young People's Literature. If you're in denial about how just how messed up the modern world is, this will disavow you of it. Erica L. Sanchez strikes some of the same hard notes. I already gave you the reviews, or the review of What Little Girls Are Made Of, here's the punchline. The narrative toggles between stories of early Christian martyrs and the first-person experiences of Nina, a teenager whom we accompany to, among other places, the bed of her boyfriend, her own bed with a vibrator, and the offices of Planned Parenthood, where she undergoes a transvaginal ultrasound and gets pills for a medical abortion. I mean, it's what every 13, 14-year-old girl wants. Why don't we just go ahead and give her a book about abortion, okay, and not worry about what teenage girls crave? Here's another one. Erica L. Sanchez strikes some of the same hard notes in I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter, a novel that begins with the combative main character, 15-year-old Julia, thinking horrible thoughts about her dowdy, dutiful elder sister who's just been killed in an accident. The phrase, Saint Olga, the perfect Mexican daughter, goes through Julia's mind as she glares at Olga in her coffin. Again, children's book. The child is hating her elder sister because she's too perfect, even though she's dead. So again, in the modern world, instead of praying for the repose of the souls of the faithful departed, what do? We find a reason to go all Marican, make heresy great again, make paganism great again, and hate on the kid in the coffin. Julia wants nothing more than to get away from the scrutiny of her Chicago family, from poverty, and from the constraints of traditional morality. She wants to be a writer. All I know is that I'm going to pack my bags when I graduate, and I'm going to say, peace out, mother... Because I read that out of the Wall Street Journal, by the way. Peace out, mother... Because... Figure it out. She tells us, in this raw, sprawling narrative, every 13-year-old child shall enjoy reading. Julia discovers, among other things, that Olga died carrying a huge and meaningful secret. But Julia is not diverted from her worldview. There is no way in hell I'll ever have a baby, she declares, even if I do get pregnant. Again, folks, National Book Award for Young People's Literature. These are the runner-ups. These didn't even get the awards. These are the runner-ups. But go ahead. Go back to Webb and Wilkow and Levin and all the rest of them and outnumbered on Fox News and the Hannity Show tomorrow tonight. Have fun. Because they won't tell you what's really going on. The demons are ascendant. They come for the kids. They won't take no for an answer. This is the National Book Award for Young People's Literature. This is the write-up in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. This is what our elite ruling masters think about your children. What they think is they don't think. Moloch has crept his nose under the tent. He's manipulating all affairs now, all secular affairs, and he's manipulating them to the demise of tens of millions of souls. If that's not the most important thing that media could discuss today, please tell me what it... Oh, I know. Oh, Elizabeth Warren is a liar, and Trump is going to get her and prove she's a liar. Oh, well, that'll save a bunch of souls. Woo-hoo! That'll set the world right, brother. That'll stop those abortions. That'll stop those sodomies. You go get them, outnumbered. Finally, I mean, look, we're just getting warmed up here.